Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. Josie, what are you talking about on Disney Sing-Along today?
Today I'm going to be talking about Alice in Wonderland.
That sounds great. What food do you have for us today, Josh?
Today I'll be making Valentine's biscuits.
Also, our Moving Up discussion will be talking about Chinese New Year. Come on everyone, let's get started.
Hello, this is Josie Shaw, Walt Disney Sing-Along. This is a timeline of Disney films, and I'll be picking my favourite songs from the soundtrack and singing them for you too.
What's your film this week, Josie?
Well, this week I'm going to be talking about Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, I love that film.
It was released in 1951. It's a story about a little girl named Alice who follows a mysterious or funny kind of white rabbit down the rabbit hole, which turned out to be an enchanted world.
And what happens to her down there?
Well, by the looks of it, she goes right, left, up, down, forwards, backwards, clockwise and anti-clockwise. And by the looks of it, it looks like she's been going round and round in circles.
Oh, I say. What are the songs this week?
Well, number one is Golden Afternoon, means the flower song because there are so many flowers. Number two is Painting the Roses Red, sung by the card soldiers who are painting the white roses red for the queen. Number three is the Unbirthday song. It's pretty weird because it's not happy birthday, it's a very merry birthday. And number four is Cabbages and Kings, which is my favourite song, and I'm going to explain to you why.
Okay.
Well, for two reasons, for one or two stories, The Walrus and the Carpenter and or The Tale of the Curious Oysters. It's about those two friends or crooks, The Walrus and the Carpenter, who are eating the innocent poor curious oysters.
That sounds sad.
Very sad. But anyway, here's the song I'm going to sing for you.
Take it away.
The time has come, my little friends, to talk of many things, of shoes and ships and sailing wrecks and cabbages and kings. And while the sea is boiling hot and the weather pigs had wings, Calloo, Calais, come run away with cabbages and kings.
Bravo!
Thank you. This is Josie Shaw's Walt Disney Sing-Along. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will join me next week.
I'm Josh, and this week, as it's Valentine's Day on Thursday, I'm going to be making Valentine's heart biscuits.
What ingredients do you need for your biscuits, Josh?
You will need 250 grams of butter, 320 grams of sieved plain flour, 125 grams of sieved icing sugar, 1 tablespoon of milk, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract.
Okay, Josh, tell us how to make these biscuits.
You need to preheat the oven to 170 degrees C or gas mark free. Mix butter into a mixer until light. Add flour, icing sugar, milk and vanilla extract. Knead until velvety. Roll out one half of the dough at a time to about 6 millimeters thickness using the smallest amount of flour possible. Cut out and bake on a lightly greased baking tray for 12 minutes and cookies will be almost white when cooked.
If I remember rightly, you made these cookies last year at college, didn't you, Josh?
Yes, I did.
They smell brilliant.
You've been listening to Josh's Recipe of the Week.
I'm Chaz, and I'm with Jack today, where I'll be talking about Need for Speed, all the Need for Speed, so such as Need for Speed Shift and the other ones. And it's on the Xbox, the PC, and it's rated PG. So, parents, don't get angry. So, have you played any of the games?
Don't think so, no.
So it's like a car game. Yeah, you have your car, you stop the most rubbish person and car ever in the world, and then you upgrade to get the more money that you get, the better upgrades that you have. But the best thing is that when you upgrade it, you could design it the way that you feel comfortable driving it.
Okay, so how does the game work?
It works because it's a racing simulation of different races around the world. You can have use your steering wheel controller and your foot pedals, or can use an Xbox controller or any console that you're on to make it feel easier for your comfort and your relax when you're driving it. And there is such as much as different events. You can do the drifting one, you can do the normal racing one, there might be a bit of drag racing one. I don't know if that's the right game, but I think it might be. I've not played it in a very long time. Well, I'll see you guys later. Have a wonderful day and enjoy. People all around over the world are celebrating Chinese New Year, which starts this week. We'll be finding out a bit more about their customs and their celebrations involved.
Each year is named after one of 12 animals. This year is the year of the pig. Depending on the year you are born, you have certain characteristics. So Josie, what animal are you?
I'm a rooster, complex, strong, but sensitive. Jerry, what animal are you?
I'm a horse, a free spirit who needs space to for themselves. Josh, what about you?
I'm an ox. I'm hardworking, intelligent, reliable, and modest. Claire, what are you?
I'm a goat. I'm loving and selfless, and I always think of others. Chaz, what about you?
I am an ox. That's hardworking and intelligent. What about you, Jack?
I'm a dog. It's honest, loyal, true friend, and reliable partner.
So if you are the pig, and this is the year of the pig, does that mean it's good enough for you?
No, it seems a challenge, and to protect yourself from evil spirits and bad fortune, you must wear red underwear every day for the entire year. Even in modern times, it's still treated as a real concern.
Not the same pair, surely.
I hear that food is more important of the celebrations, which is a custom to Chinese New Year food.
Dumplings. Their crescent shape is a symbol of wealth, and one lucky person may find a coin inside.
Niagara is translated sticky cake. It is made of sticky rice, and legend has it that it was given to the kitchen god to eat and stick his mouth shut so that he couldn't insult the human family in front of the Jade Emperor.
Wishing you a prosperous and healthy year of the pig from the Moving Up team. If you're born in the year of the pig, you better find your red underwear.
Well, we really enjoyed the show. Hope you did as well. Josie, what Disney film will you be talking about next week?
Next week, I'm going to be talking about an innocent little elephant with huge big ears, Dumbo!
Now, give us a clue, Josh, on what your recipe is next week.
I might be doing a sweet recipe, or I might be doing a savoury recipe. Find out next week.
This is a Moving Up show, part of the Four Piece Project on Vectis Radio and Yarrow White College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.